Let's talk with the young people, shall we? Who's got their Bible open? Eh? Got to rush their Bibles quick. Can somebody read for me in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4? 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Somebody got to that? 1 John 5 and verse 4. Somebody got it? Would like to read it for me, please?
For whatsoever was born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Right, so it says there, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Whatever is born of God. Now, what is the Apostle John referring to here, the first part? He says, whatever is born of God. Now, any thoughts about what he means by this? Whatever is born of God. What do you think he means by that? What do you think he means by that, John?
Whatever has come from God, or God has saved.
Right, so whatever comes from God, what God has saved. So where do we get this idea of born of God? There's another, this is used again also in the Gospels as well. Jesus referred to it as well. What did he refer to, Elizabeth?
Means born again.
Right, being born again. Now, when Jesus gave that out, some of them, and the scribes and the Pharisees, they misinterpreted what Jesus meant by being born again. What did they refer it to? How did they understand in their mind and thinking what Jesus was saying? Can you remember? If you went to someone or a few at school and said you've got to be born again, what do you think the reply would be? What do you think they would say? What would they say, John?
Crazy.
Yeah, well, they would say crazy, yeah, but they, being a Christian, they think you're crazy. But they might say something else as well. What else might they say? Any other thoughts on this, what they might say? Yes. Yes. They'd say to you, well, how can you be born again in your mum's womb? How can you go back in there and be born again? That's what the natural man, the carnal mind, would think. And that is why Jesus speaks by revelation to us. It is spiritual. It is above man's mind and thinking. And Joel has answered right, that you have to be born again, made new. Now, where does this come from? To be born again, to be made new. Where does this come from? From the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come to recreate that new birth in your heart, your spirit. So your spirit has now become made alive. And therefore, if that has taken place, then it says, you're born of God, and whatever is born of God overcomes what? What do you overcome? What do you overcome? Any idea? Yes, Elizabeth? The world. Now, why do you think John said about overcoming the world? Why do you think he mentions that? Yes, Elizabeth?
Is it overcoming the temptation of sin?
That's right, the temptation of the world. Now, would you say that there's a lot of temptation in the world? You're nodding your head, there is. And would you say that a lot of those temptations, naturally speaking, are virtually impossible to overcome, aren't they? Would you agree with me on that? Would you agree that a lot in the world is impossible to overcome? Huh? Would you say that? So, what overcomes then the world? What overcomes it? Yes, Joel? Yes. Look back again and read it. Look back again and read what it says there. What overcomes the world? overcome us?
Our faith.
Our faith. That's it. So it is partly right, but it's a faith in Jesus. So your faith overcomes the world. Simply meaning that whatever you face, whatever you may have fallen temptation to, because you will sometimes fall temptation to it, but at the end of the day, my faith overcomes the world. Because I have been made new by God. Now, the question I'm going to raise is, when God opens our eyes, and he puts that new spirit, that new birth within us, has God made a mistake in doing that in your life? Huh? Joel says no. Does anybody else say? Stella's saying no. Has God made a mistake? Has God made a mistake? Elizabeth's saying no. So we can rest that whatever we go through, whatever our trial, my faith in the Lord is that God has made no mistake over my life. And you know, that's very comforting to know that God never makes a mistake. We might think he has. Even your friends at school might think, well, you call yourself a Christian, it looks to me as though God's made a mistake over you. But your faith says in your heart, no, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. And that is why John says here, for whoever, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith, my faith. And that faith that God has given you is even a gift. You couldn't have it there unless God put it there in the first place. And remember, God first loved you. Isn't that wonderful? That we can so anchor our life, everything, on that. Now, try and remember that. Ask God to put that in your heart. That you can remember this. So that when those temptations come, and they can be very strong, very strong. And sometimes God allows us to be tempted because he's working a greater faith in your heart to believe. And so whatever the outcome is, you can come right back to what God has said in his word. And when you repent and get it right, you'll find that the blessings in these promises are actually very real over your life, over your circumstances, over those decisions that you have to face in life. Because you're now, some of you, coming to an age where you're now deciding. You're now beginning to decide. You're finding now that as you're growing up, your parents now, they can influence you, but your actual decisions now are really lying with you and God. You see? That's growing up. That's growing up where you decide over things. You decide your future. You decide your course that you take. And that's why you need to seek God. You need to wait on him. So that you can be led by him. Your faith can lead you and guide you for the future. Because it's very easy to make a wrong mistake. And you're going to see some around you who will make very wrong decisions, wrong mistakes. But God hasn't called you to do that. He's giving you that wisdom. And your faith can overcome all those things. And sometimes the devil's going to come along and tempt you. And sometimes he tempts us in making wrong decisions, wrong courses for our life. So you always want to talk it out with Jesus. And you always want to wait. And never, ever, when people or school or whatever it is, your peers, are trying to put pressure on you to give a decision, an answer, never be too quick to give those answers. Just say, I'm going to go away and I'm going to think about it. Or I'm going to go away and I'm going to pray about it and I will come back to you when I get the answer. That is very, very important for you to remember that, because people sometimes, and the devil works through them, wants you to take a wrong course in this life. And a lot of us in this room have made those wrong mistakes. And it does take a time to get back on course, God's perfect will. And that's why you see you're now growing, maturing, you're coming into exams, you're coming into future decisions and so forth. Be very careful and don't let any teacher make that decision for you or control you. Let the Holy Spirit in and He will guide you. Do you believe that? Good.